This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia and North Korea have signed a partnership deal that appears to be the strongest since the Cold War, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian state media says that President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have signed a comprehensive strategic partnership during a summit in Pyongyang. Putin's visit comes amid growing concerns over an arms arrangement in which North Korea provides Russia with badly needed munitions for Moscow's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that could enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. The North is under heavy UN Security Council sanctions over its weapons program, while Russia also faces sanctions by the U.S. and its Western partners over its aggression in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok has convicted a visiting American soldier of stealing and making threats of murder, and it sentenced him to 3 years and 9 months in prison. Russian state news agencies reported on Wednesday the judge also ordered Staff Sergeant Gordon Black to pay $115 in damages. U.S. and Russian officials say Black had flown to the Pacific port city earlier this year to see his girlfriend and was arrested after she accused him of stealing from her. The head of Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Wednesday nowhere in Israel would be safe if a full-fledged war breaks out between the two foes, and he also threatened Cyprus and other parts of the Mediterranean. Hezbollah has been trading fire with Israel for more than 8 months in parallel with the Gaza war. On Tuesday, the Iran-backed group published what it said was drone footage of sensitive military sites deep in Israeli territory. This is VOA.